No, I would say I don't. Out of this whole thing, one of the main things that I would say, I had a problem with, and that was, just making a poor decision, making a selfish decision at that, not thinking about, the long term of it, and just, thinking about at the time. So, you want to ask if I have a problem? I have a problem with making a poor decision.
Justin, could you just talk about what you intend, if anything, to do differently moving forward to try to see that this situation doesn't come up again?
Just lean on my support group. David and Gus have been very supportive ever since they've been here. Good talking to them, going in and talk to them, almost every day. So, having them there, having the teammates here that I have here, they've been very supportive here, and it feels good to, have people I can lean on and talk to.
Justin, this is a very young team. Are there any guys in the locker room that you can lean on, or is this going to be about you and your family?
Oh, there's plenty of people in the locker room. Like I said, there's people in the locker room, then there's people down the hallway. As I said, Gus and David both have been, there 100%, like I said, to talk to at any moment. Just see that everything's going good. So I said the support group's good here, and I'm happy with who we got in this locker room.
How long has it taken you to kind of get over the fact that you've let yourself down, let teammates down?
It's I'm still trying to get over it. So it's something I'm still dealing with today. That's what we're here for. So it's something I'm still dealing with. So until it's done with, I guess I will be dealing with it.
Justin, is this a lifestyle change for you?
What do you mean?
You said decision making, but do you have to just change the way you live your life every day off the field? Or?
Oh, no, I just got to make better decisions. So like I said, my problem was I made a selfish decision. And I apologize for that. I apologize to my teammates. Apologize to my family for it. So that's something that I did, and I take full responsibility
Justin,
for it.
It's not the first time you've made a selfish decision. How do you avoid that? It looks like it's starting to look like a pattern here. When you go back to Dallas, you go back to Oklahoma State, and you go back, and then obviously what happened here.
All right.
So how do you avoid now? It seems like there's a pattern here. How do you get out of that rut, get out of that pattern, avoid this happening for whatever time it is?
Like I said, leaning on the support group, having people there to back me up, and people I can, lean on and talk to.
Justin, obviously there's confidentiality here, and you don't have to say anything. Was there any thought to maybe saying what did happen to cause the suspension, just so you can avoid rumors and speculation?
I can't speak of that.
Coaching staff says that you're at a crossroads. Do you feel like, personally, this is a crossroads moment for you here?
I do. It is one, and I'm looking to get past it and, put it in the past.
Have you heard from anybody with the league?
On what?
Player engagement? Anyone from that department?
No.
Did you talk to teammates as a group or individually? Or how did you said you apologized that much? Is that?
As a group and individually.
When was the group talk? This morning?
No.
Before?
It was earlier, last week.
Are you going to go into any kind of rehab? Do you think you need that?
No comment on that either, I guess. No.
Guys in your position who've had a 4-game suspension either go one of two ways. How confident are you that this is the last slip-up?
I'm very confident. I don't think anybody wants to be in the position that I'm in right now, and I don't think anybody wants to be in a position, that be any worse. So, I'm not going to go into it and say, I want to be in this position because this is not where I want to be. And, all I can do is come out here and work every day and get better each day. And, Coach Gus says every day, today is the most important day, and that's all I can do, come out here every day and try to improve and, take care of everything else as it comes.
Think you not being out, have to be out in the town less than you have been in the past?
Excuse me?
Do you think you maybe should not be out in the town as much as you have in the past?
I've made, decisions, choices, to make better decisions, and that's staying at home, just staying at home. Overall, it's just making better decisions. I can't change what people say about me, away from the field. All I can control is what I can control.